Sometimes I just look.
Well, I mean, the wetsuit's purely activewear. My daddy wore some.
All right, listen up. You're all here for one reason. You're the best. And we're going to need the best. Up till now, we've been using code names. But now that we're face to face, it's time for some introductions. To my left, Sonia Sokolov, surveillance specialist, professional assassin, former runway model.
Hello.
To my right, Hans Stiegel, safecracker. Just pulled out the Dusseldorf heist. Maybe you've heard of it.
Piece of cake.
Hello there.
Over here, Christiana De Sil, master counterfeiter. Bills, passports, you name it. You want to pass for the Pope? She'll get you the ID to prove it.
But it won't be cheap.
And finally, Harley Beaupree, ex-CIA, Black Ops, weapons specialist.
Locked and loaded.
All right, that's the team. Here's the target. The yogurt land at 3rd and La Brea.
Mein Gott.
Here are the specs. 8 dispensers, each holding 18 gallons of yogurt in 16 different flavors. All of them delicious. The place is busy, especially on weekends and nights when there's a nearby soccer game. There's only 2 entrances, one in the front for customers, and one in the back for employees. But here's what they didn't see. There's only one person working at any one time. There are no cameras, no alarms, and there's a wall separating the employee from the dispensers. Moreover, sometimes the employee has to go back and get something, and there's literally no one working in the room where all the yogurt is.
Are we after just the yogurt or the money too?
Just the yogurt, but lots of it.
What about the toppings?
Too dangerous. You have to get them at the counter. Now, here's how this is going to work. At 1:15 tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's right, Hans. I like to work fast. At 1:15, we rendezvous in the Yogurtland parking lot, here, between the dry cleaners and the subway. Sonia, you enter first. Go straight to the counter. Christiana will have spent the night preparing a coupon entitling you to 1 cup of free yogurt. That's what you're going to present to the clerk, a 17-year-old high school student named Eduardo Garcia. Compulsive masturbator, does marching band. He's been working there for 2 months. But here's the catch. The coupon is expired.
Smart. This is diversion.
That's right, so take your time. If there's any trouble, you signal Harley. He'll be standing on the corner pretending to read a yogurt menu with an AK-47 under his overcoat. Meanwhile, Christiana, Hans, and I will enter with the buckets.
How are we going to get the yogurt out of those machines?
Hans?
Once the bucket is in place below the nozzle, I will pull the lever. Then the yogurt comes out.
When the buckets are full, we grab them and march straight out the door. By that point, Christiana will be in the van with the engine running.
Should I take my free cup of yogurt?
He's given it to you already. Then we drive back here, put the yogurt in the freezer, and divide up our shares.
Will the yogurt melt?
Not significantly. We've had the van specially insulated to keep the inside at a steady 45 degrees. And we're only about 3 blocks from the store.
You sure we shouldn't go for the toppings?
Don't get greedy. We're going to Yogurtland for one thing. Yogurt.
And what if something goes wrong?
Nothing's gonna go wrong. I've worked on this plan for over 2 years. But just in case, Harley's wired the parking lot with enough C4 to blow a hole from the Grove to the tar pits.
Going to a little place now, baby. On a rocket ship. 400 million miles above the Sunset Strip. Get there soon. Oh yeah, we're going to the Lost Moon. To the Lost Moon. To the Lost Moon. To the Lost Moon.
Folks, welcome to the show. This is the Lost Moon Radio Podcast, and I, of course, am your host, Jupiter Jack. Today's show is brought to you by my good friends at Auto Mattress Carpet Mart in historic Van Nuys. Folks, if you need a car or a carpet or a mattress, this is the place you go. They got great deals on Kia Sorentos, Kia Optimas, Sealy and Serta mattresses, and if you're down there, why not get your place carpeted? Because they do that too. I went down there for a mattress a couple of years ago and came home with a shag rug and a 4-door Kia Rondo. Still runs great. Today's show is also brought to you by CBS, America's most watched network, since ER and Friends went off the air. Folks, today we're talking about crime. That murky business that goes on outside the walls of law and order. We're shining a flashlight down the dark alleys to try and find out who done it and why. What drives people to it, folks? Is it need? Is it the thrill? What makes a good kid cross that dangerous bridge from cop to robber? And at what cost? This is Lost Moon Radio.
Hi, Tony. I'm Detective Morrison. This is Detective Baker.
I didn't do anything.
Listen up, Tony. Come on, please. I'm your friend, okay? I'm your buddy. I don't want to see you go to jail, a young kid like you. But if you want to help us, you gotta tell us what happened that night at the club, Tony. Come on, what happened that night?
I ain't saying nothing.
Tony, Tony, my partner's trying to go easy on you, but I'm having a real tough day. You know those days where you wake up, you feel like all the light's been drained out of the world? Hmm? You're underwater or something? I don't know. Just feeling a little low today, I guess.
Tony, what my partner's trying to get at is that he ain't gonna be as nice to you as I am. Ain't that right, Baker?
Huh?
I mean, if you want us to help you, you gotta help us. Tell us what happened that night. What happened? Was Chavo there at the club?
Chavo? They wouldn't let that little bitch upstairs.
Why not? Why
yeah,
not,
let me
Tony?
Step in here, Morrison. Tony, one day you may wake up with this terrible sense of emptiness. Okay? This heavy feeling. It's almost physical. And, you know, you'll get yourself out of bed. You'll go through the motions. But everyone will seem very far away.
Are you okay, man?
No, I think what my partner's trying to
get
at, Tony...
Sometimes I'll be sitting at my desk. I'll realize a couple hours have gone by. I haven't been doing anything. I haven't been thinking or moving. I've just been sitting there staring at my own hands.
Baker, let me talk to you in the hall a minute, okay?
Okay.
Ah, so how you think it's going?
What are you doing in there, man?
Well, I'm giving him the routine, like you said.
The routine? We're doing good cop, bad cop.
Good cop, bad cop? I thought you said good cop, sad cop.
Good cop, sad cop? Whoever thought of that?
I'm sorry, I misheard you.
It's good cop.
I got it. Let's go back in there and do it right.
Bad cop. Just okay. Be bad.
I got it.
Okay.
I did seem really sad, though, didn't I?
Yeah!
All right.
Sorry, Tony, sorry. I had to talk my partner down out there. He was really flying off the cuff. He wanted to throw you in the pen, just let you fend for yourself right now, but I told him no. Let's give this kid another chance.
What
He's
do you
smart.
Want from
we
I'll
want you to tell
this.
Us what
Listen
happened.
Listen to me, Tony. I haven't read your file, okay? I don't know the details of your case. I showed up a little late today, truth be told. I'm not prepared for this interrogation. All right, I'm assuming you've been arrested. For what? Don't know. What's he been arrested for?
Murder.
Murder.
Tony,
ooh,
DA says murder.
One of the bigger crimes, huh? Yeah. Tony, listen, I have not done my homework on this one. All right, I am goofing my way through it. So if there's anything that you could tell me that would help me out, dude, I would really appreciate it because I am out of my element.
Baker, let me see you in the hall a second.
Yeah. Pretty bad,
what
right?
What the hell are you doing in there, man?
What? I'm bad cop? I'm screwing it up royally in
no,
there.
Bad cop, man. Not bad at being a cop. Bad.
Oh, fudge. Okay. Like mean cop.
Yeah, man. Mean cop.
I was thinking like inadequate. They should just call it mean cop. I can't be the first guy to make that mistake.
All right, okay, look. What are we going to do? We're losing this
right,
guy
listen,
here.
You know what? Maybe we should just switch it. You do bad cop.
Okay,
I'll
fine.
I'll do good cop.
You remember how it goes?
Of
you
course,
go in first.
Yes,
you're his
I got
buddy.
It. I got it. I did seem super unqualified, though, didn't I?
You really did.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Tony, I'm good cop now, so I'm going to talk first. Now, as someone who's on your side, best thing you can do is keep your mouth shut until you talk to a lawyer. All right, Morrison's going to threaten you now.
There's trouble in the air tonight. There's danger on the street. The pushers and the criminals are on their nightly beat. But coming around the corner with justice on his mind, a renegade policeman with an axe to grind. He don't take no orders, he don't suffer fools, but coincidentally he don't break no rules. He's a cop who does it his own way, which just happens to be the department's way.
Sorry, amigo. You got pulled over by the wrong cop.
Oh, man. What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to issue you a warning unless I find in the computer that you already have a warning, and then I'll have to issue you a citation. Sorry, pal. That's just the way I do things.
Ain't that state law?
You don't abuse a siren. You know he can't be tamed. He always gets a warrant. That's just how he plays the game. He always reads Miranda rights when making an arrest. And if the chief wants his badge, he can file a written request. He's known to use a little force when breaking up a brawl. But actually, that's standard protocol. He's a cop who does it his own way. Which just happens to be the department's way.
He's your man, chief. Sorry I had to do it my way.
That's okay. It was right within our guidelines.
Well, that's pure coincidence. And you may not like it, but I'm gonna file a detailed report on my investigation.
You're a model officer.
Sit on it!
If a violent suspect charges him, his weapon he will draw. But little does he know, that's well within the law. He's a cop who does it his own way. Which just happens to be the department's way. Which just happens to be the department's way.
Sorry, Chief.
I'm out of here. 5 o'clock on the dot, just like clockwork.
Tonight on an all-new CSI CSNY, Detectives Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young face their most difficult case yet.
It's a murder-suicide.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, you cannot abandon this investigation to perform in Lake Tahoe. You are out of line.
No.
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 You are.
Then stay tuned for CSI New York, CSI Miami, and CSI Boston.
More than just semen.
More than just semen.
There's also a lot of semen too.
More than just semen.
It's a classic rock murder block, only on CBS.
Welcome back to the show, folks. We're talking about crime. In the last segment, we heard Cop Who Does It His Own Way, a song about taking the law into your own hands, even if you basically agree with what's laid out in the police code. Folks, today we're not just talking about crime, we're also talking to a real criminal, who's actually sitting with me here now. She operates in the dangerous underworld of illegal food, and I met her in the trail mix aisle of Trader Joe's last week. For security purposes, her voice will be altered. Will you tell our listeners your name, please?
For the purposes of this interview, you can call me Black Mamba.
And Black Mamba, what is it you do exactly?
Well, I think you put it quite right. I traffic in illegal underground delicacies, black market food.
Such as?
Well, right now, I'd say the biggest, hottest commodity on the black market is foie gras. Since the California government decided to make it illegal as of July 1st, 2012, it's been a gold rush.
Now, Black Mamba, or BM, can I call you BM?
No.
All right, Black Mamba, who are the types of people buying these exotic items from you?
Well, Jack, you'd be surprised. It's really people from all walks of life, from the unhappy housewife slurping down a spoonful of buffalo penis soup in between soap opera commercials, to celebrity chefs, whose names will not be mentioned on this program, to high-level government officials.
In our government?
That's right.
Any particular branch of the government?
The Supreme Court. Those are jobs for life. They don't have to run for anything. They can eat what they want.
What are some of the very exotic items that maybe you sell?
Well, I can't give you a comprehensive list for my own security purposes, but I can tell you a few things. Some of them are things you would expect. Japanese pufferfish, sea cucumber, shark fin, dolphin, baby dolphin, dolphin embryo, but other things you might not know about. Platypus chin, tapir nostril, rhino horn, which is crushed up and snorted, Have you ever seen a speech by Joe Biden?
Sure.
He's on rhino horn.
Wow.
Manatee taint, mouse vagina, butterfly face, tiger penis soup, horse penis soup, yak penis soup. Go to the zoo, look at the animals that have penises, pretty much all of those, and then look at the animals you don't think have penises, a couple of those.
Now, do you eat some of these foods yourself?
I don't use the product, no. I find it clouds your judgment. Except, I will on occasion enjoy tiger penis soup.
Tiger penis soup.
That's right. It's an Asian delicacy. One sip, and it's like you're fucking the whole world.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Black Mamba. It's been a real treat. Well, we're gonna play another song here. This one goes to show that even the biggest criminals in the world have feelings, too. This is Lost Moon Radio.
I see you out there dancing in the streets as I lie alone at dawn. I see you tearing all my statues down. I guess you're moving on. Who will detain you and tell you it's past curfew? Whose police will show up at your door? Who will force you to spy on your own neighbor? Who will send you off to war if I'm not your despot anymore? Abusing power, thought I was your supreme leader for life, but I guess I was just the man of the hour. Who will monitor your internet activity? Who will make you march in his parades? Who will honor you by making you his mistress? Who will conduct the nightly raids if I'm not the strong man you obey?
Until I imprisoned him and forced him to learn guitar. I have done many wonderful things like this.
Who'll obsess about American pop culture? Rape you if you look like Mandy Moore? Who will impress you with his supernatural origins? Who will let you fall through his trapdoor?
Let us in, it's Sokolov and Beaupre.
What the hell took you two so long?
They were doing tree trimming on La Brea.
We had to take the side street.
Where's Hans?
We haven't seen him.
He never showed.
Where's Christiana? We thought she was here with you.
Christiana's dead.
Holy shit.
But you got the yogurt.
Some of it. A bucket and a half. What the fuck happened in there?
I don't know. I gave man coupon and then he said you need to speak to manager.
Manager? What manager?
I don't know. But different man comes out and says we don't make this coupon anymore. It must be from not this year. And then Cristiano was next to me at counter.
Why wasn't she in position?
It was the toppings. She was after the toppings.
I told her to forget about the toppings. Why did you start shooting?
I thought Sonya gave me the signal.
I did not give signal.
Well, I couldn't see a goddamn thing over the fucking peewee soccer team in there.
What the hell was a peewee soccer team doing at the Yogurtland at 1:15 on a Tuesday?
They must have had half day.
You're gonna pay for what you did.
What the fuck is this?
It's Eduardo Garcia, the kid who was working there. I grabbed him when all hell broke loose.
Well, tell him to shut the fuck up.
No, we're gonna have a little talk. Sonia, go check on the yogurt.
Duh.
Now, Eduardo, I don't want to hurt you, but I'm gonna have to if you don't tell me why the regional manager was there.
I don't know, man. He's new. I've never seen him before.
You expect me to believe that the regional manager just happened to stop by on the day of our heist?
We're one of the flagship locations.
Let me in!
Hans!
Where the fuck were you?
Where the fuck were you guys? I waited at that yogurt zone for 45 minutes!
Yogurt zone? Yogurt zone? We were at Yogurt Land, you idiot!
This is very confusing.
We discussed this!
These names are similar.
They're not similar at all. One says Yogurt Zone, one says Yogurt Land. They have completely different logos. What the fuck was that?
It must have been the C4. I guess I forgot to turn the timer off.
Jesus Christ. We just blew up half the Fairfax district.
There's something wrong with the yogurt.
What do you mean?
It's melting. I think freezer is broken.
Oh, come on. This was going to be my last job.
All right. We're going to have to eat it now before it gets all soupy.
Well, that's our show, folks. We heard some easy jobs go wrong. We heard some bad cops do right. And we found out our vice president enjoys snorting the horn of an endangered species. I guess that's why he's always smiling. You know, Bob Dylan once said that to live outside the law, you must be honest. Good advice, I think. See you soon, folks. In the meantime, keep your noses clean. You've been listening to Lost Moon Radio.
To download this and other Lost Moon Radio podcasts, please visit lostmoonradio.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.